It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Childhood obesity, the Felicia approach. Hi, Dr. Decker Weiss here. Felicia Romero, a little under the weather, and I've got permission to discuss this absolutely incredible topic and give you a little of her insight as well as mine. And the first thing, when we talked about childhood obesity, that we discussed is the origins of it. And in naturopathic medicine, as a naturopathic physician, as well as a cardiologist, we bump into child obesity, and the first thing we say to the parents is, do you reward your kids with food? Now, I know this sounds old school. I know that this doesn't sound like any kind of solution, like calorie and what form of exercise. We're going to get there because she's a world expert. But it starts with your vision of what food is. One of the challenges that we have is children who are obese generally view food in two ways. One is entertainment. It's got to have spice. It's got to have sugar. It's got to have fat. It needs to entertain. If something doesn't have that specific flavor, they won't be interested in it. If most of the obese children that I've treated, and as a naturopathic cardiologist, I've treated a lot, they're actually more finicky than you could ever imagine. But they will eat like chicken nuggets all day. Just chicken nuggets. And they actually require that specific type of taste. And where does that come from? That comes from needing to be entertained for food. But the origin of that, what happened a few years before that, usually is, honey, if you sit still, you'll have an ice cream. Honey, if you get good grades, we can go to McDonald's today. That was my generation. I'm 48 years old. And McDonald's and fast food was rare. And it was a rare special occasion after an occasional baseball game. And then sometimes when we did real, real good. That has to change, because what happens, listeners, this is very important. As these folks get older, they continue this rewarding themselves with food thing, but they're really punishing themselves. When someone is obese, they eat junk food as a reward, their mind is switched from where it needs to be. We like to say in natural medicine that their poles are reversed, that they're rewarding themselves for some type of behavior or maybe a work thing or relationship, whatever it is, with toxic food when they're having a toxic issue, which is obesity. And don't kid yourself, childhood obesity is a toxic issue. So rewarding yourself with toxic foods, this is imprinted into them at like age 2 and 3. So the first thing I'm doing with these 12 and 13 year olds is say, you're going to have to reward yourself and your body. It's a concept, I know, and it sounds like, oh, you know what, Dr. Weiss, you want to know how many calories, but it's the mindset. Look, if you don't change the mindset of the child, they're just going to be up and down dieters the rest of their life. And that's actually worse for your heart. So you've got to change the mindset about understanding that the purpose of food is to nourish. That is the purpose of it. And you are not nourishing with McNuggets. You are not nourishing with these ingredients. You've got to nourish with dark leafy greens, as my friend Dr. Holly Lucille likes to say. The stuff that doesn't have labels on it is the best for you. Kales and greens and veggies. And they need to reward their bodies. They need to reward their minds with healthy foods. Now, I have the luxury of raising a 3.5-year-old. She actually rewards herself with blueberries. She rewards herself with carrots and vegetables because she's never really had sugar. So she doesn't have that taste. But it's tough. I mean, I got to fight away the food. Now, okay. Your child already is obese, okay? We've already talked about the mental mindset. Number one, you've got to tell them to stop rewarding themselves with food. They need to nourish their body and reward their bodies at all times. Do not treat a toxic issue with toxins, blah, blah, blah. We've kind of covered all that. Now, exercise. There are people out there lecturing that exercise, according to studies, doesn't really work in children and obesity. This is false. I cannot believe, Lisa Davis had this expert on a few months ago, and I love her, and I just was pulling my hair out, and that's why she has great guests because she gets all perspectives of things. And he's like, well, it's really all dietary exercise. It doesn't have anything to do with it. And this could not be farther from the truth. When you look at the childhood obesity epidemic, it is tied to increased calorie with decreased minerals. Okay, fat sugars are going up and their mineral content and the protein content went down, but mostly the mineral content went down. That was number one. And the other thing is static behavior, the disappearance of the gym class, the lack of exercise that's going on. It was those two things. It wasn't just the diet. I don't care if you run 25 studies saying that exercise doesn't matter. It does. The other thing is what exercise does is it gives you tone and it helps with body image. It also helps with depression and all of these tangential issues that come with body image issues, depression, sleep issues, whatever it is. Exercise helps correct that. Now, one of the things that goes on is the adrenal system, the neurotransmitter system. This is out of whack because of the toxic food. Exercise not only helps tone muscles burn calorie, but it helps bring that system into control. Now, I suggest, and this is one of the things you need to consider, is hiring a role model trainer for your child. Don't just join a gym. Don't do that. Don't give your kid a membership to the gym and say good luck. Don't just enroll your kid in a dance class or in a sport, because part of this whole thing is going to be self-esteem. So if you put the child into an athletic activity or even just a gym and they're bad at it, that low self-esteem will force them into this, back to the psychological behavior of rewarding themselves with food again and those toxic issues. You have to enroll them, if they're attracted to karate, enroll them in karate, but they choose the mentor. This is very important. They choose the mentor. Let's say they just want to go to the gym or CrossFit, which is my ideal exercise for patients losing weight, for teenagers losing weight, for even probably children as young as 10. The CrossFit model is the fat burning model, but they need to go meet with a few of these teachers, have a few classes and say, yep, Felicia Romero, that's my teacher, or Lisa Jameson, that's my teacher, or Holly Lucille, that's my teacher. They need to bond. They are youth. They are teenagers. I can tell you my two football coaches from high school that I still have respect, that I think taught me the most in my life. Coach Krasinski, who is the head coach my senior year, and Coach McGee. Coach McGee was my freshman B coach, and he taught me more about athleticism and being a person than any person that I might have met in my life. It was the timing I needed it, and it was the education from a quality person who generally cared about me. They need that type of role model. I was lucky. I was in sports. Coach McGee and Coach Krasinski were hired by a school in the south side of Chicago to coach us and get the best out of us. That role model stuff was because they were good people. These people don't have this. A lot of our kids aren't fitting into these standard structured athletic models. Get them out of it. Do not roll them in anything that you think is a good idea. Even if they go to classes and they say, I don't want to go again, then say, well, the only thing I tell you as a parent is you do have to exercise. You have to. As long as you're under my roof, you're going to have to do it. But let's look at some other alternatives. Let's keep looking. They'll find something. Look, teenagers in trouble or obese kids, they want the structure and they need the structure. They are looking for it. If you keep putting it in front of them, they'll find it. You may have to be patient, but you'll find it. And then the last thing is a paleo type diet. We've talked about it before. You got to pull all the grains out when they're ready to lose food, when they lose weight. No corn, no rice, none of it. No bread. It's all out. Fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, clean meats, and that's it. And keep it going. Eggs in the morning is fine. So a paleo type diet, the exercise, and then the mind-body piece. So we've been talking about childhood obesity, filling a little for Felicia Romero today. And we've talked about fixing the mind-body, fixing the body, and then going on a paleo diet. And that is a solution for childhood obesity that will work in a very, very dangerous world for our kids right now. Radio MD, radiomd.com. Check us out on Facebook. Like us. We like you. We want you to stay well.